All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
I'm going to start with a song that I love. It is a Kink song called Lola.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of those songs that came out in like 1970. It's an old song. How old is that? 56 years. It's old. Yeah, crank this up.
She said, Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola.
That bass line, too.
Lola, Lola, Lola.
Okay. So.
The Davies Brothers.
The Davies Brothers, exactly. Yeah.
Who hate each other.
They don't. They're fine. They're not like, they're definitely not the,
Gallagher's.
The Gallagher brothers.
They have had periods of silence.
They have.
But they seem to be getting along now fine.
Well, and especially right now, it looks like they're united. So there's Day Davies and Ray Davies.
Yeah. And they had a song called Hatred that was kind of a hit in the 90s. I remember playing it a lot. And it was about they hate each other. Yeah.
I love the Kinks. Like,
I love the Kinks.
I will put the Kinks on. I've gone and seen it. I saw the Pretenders open for the Kinks. That was a show.
You know the song You Really Got Me?
Yes.
You know that.
I do. That was a lot of people think it's a Van Halen song, but
Come
no,
Dancing
is...
was a hit in the
80s.
Early 80s.
Yeah.
Celluloid Heroes.
All Day and All of the
oh,
Night.
Oh, yeah. Do okay. It Again. Do It Again. Anyway, listen. We're getting off track.
Okay.
This is a story about the song Lola.
The one you're listening
the
to now.
The one we're listening to right now. You've probably heard it. It's one of those songs that's just sort of... gets played, everybody is familiar, even Bob is singing along, right? Okay, so when I was a kid, I did not know about gay people. I just didn't. There was nobody was talking about it. It just wasn't on my radar. I certainly did not know that people changed their sexual orientation or they would be a trans person. I just did not know about it. I lived out in the country, very sheltered life. It wasn't on my radar.
I didn't live in the country and I still didn't know about it. It wasn't discussed.
It just wasn't discussed.
In families or among people. And I remember being a little boy and people would call you an F word.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go, oh, that sounds terrible.
I don't want to be that.
Yeah, because of the way it was being used.
Yes.
And only later, because we couldn't
you'd find out,
Google
right.
every damn no. thing that we wanted to know. You'd sit there, unbeknownst to you, it's this thing, and it's...
Right.
There's a lot of people who are gay, and that's not the right way to refer to them, but that's the way it was.
Yep, it was. I mean, I actually think it's a welcome change that we discuss this stuff, we talk about it, mm-hmm. we talk about how everyone's allowed to live their life in the way that they choose to. I think those things are really important. So, Moby had some things to say about the song Lola, and he says... He can't listen to Lola by the Kinks because he feels that the lyrics are gross and transphobic. And I thought to myself, that is the absolute opposite of how I feel about that. And this is just my opinion.
No, you're correct.
I feel like that was my introduction to, oh, people get to make their own decisions about the way they live their life. And that, I remember asking someone, like, what are they saying about people in this song?
The one line
is,
girls will be boys and boys will be girls.
Yeah, here it is.
The mixed up world.
I never listened to the lyrics that closely to have gotten anything from the song. Mm.
Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world, except for Lola. I left home just a week before and I'd never ever kissed a woman before, but Lola smiled and took me by the hand. She said, little boy,
well, let me make you a man.
And he says, I'm not the world's most masculine man. I know what I am. I'm glad I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. And so is Lola. So I asked, we talked about it. Me and my friends, Rue, I don't know. What does it mean? And is it this? And is it that? And then as I got into college and like met my first gay friend, I was like, oh, okay. Well, so this is what it is. So for me, I was like, they were ahead of their time. They were very much out with it. Maybe I'm misconstruing this, but I thought, no, Moby, I think that's wrong. For a lot of us, that was like the first we ever heard of it. So Moby says, I like their early music, but I was really taken aback at how unevolved the lyrics are. Lola describes a romantic encounter in a Soho bar between a young man and a transgender woman. It was written by Ray Davies of the Kinks.
Ray Davies.
You know, I I try to say Davies because that is the American pronunciation, but I believe that they say Davis when when it's spelled Davies. It's when they say it. It's
I've never
Davis.
Heard that. Okay.
So Dave Davies fired back at Moby. I am highly insulted that Moby would accuse my brother of being unevolved or transphobic in any way. Dave also, he's another member of the Kinks. Dave also shared a message from transgender punk singer Jane County about her positive thoughts on the song and how she thinks it broke down the doors of narrow-mindedness. Dave Davies also said, Moby should be careful what he says. Drag performers, the Coquettes, and their friends used to follow us all around on our tour. We appreciated them. Why is Moby being so rude about this simple song? We're not transphobic. Why does he have to have a go at us?
Yeah, Moby.
Yeah, Moby.
Ugh.
I'm like, I just kind of want to shake Moby. Like, no, dude, stop it. That was a great song.
Yeah, and the song talks about Lola in a positive light.
Yeah.
And also
and
uses
he
the
is
correct pronouns.
Right? It does.
Right.
He's surprised. It's like, oh.
And
what,
he goes with it.
And he goes with it. And in the end, they're together.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song.
That's the way that I wanted to stay, and I always wanted to be that way for my Lola.
Well, Moby's not part of the zeitgeist anymore, so he's
yeah, who cares what Moby
best.
Thinks?
Yeah, yeah, Moby!
Eminem told him. Nobody's what? Listening to techno no more.
Oh.
And the,
yeah. I didn't hear that. I didn't get that
That's
memo.
One of his disses.
He's like, people do. Anyway.
Are you kidding? That's what Bob and Susan do all the time.
What is it? Illenium. Illenium, thank you. Illerestrum.
It's not techno, but yes. EDM.
EDM feels
Hold
like...
Hold on. Techno and EDM are different?
EDM is an umbrella term, like rock. And then techno is a very is a more specific genre.
Okay.
It's a narrowed down genre of it.
All right.
Okay, so there you go. That's, I just thought, huh. And then, because as soon as I read that story, I'm like, I always thought it was sort of like pro that. And I looked at, I read all the lyrics and went, no, I still feel like it's okay.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.